inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
And it's time for our annual spud planting edition of Garden Talk in this week's edition. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Hello, Matt.
And so we should probably be planning out our plots where we're going to be planting our potatoes. And if I seem to remember from past segments in previous years, we don't want to be using the same plots that we had previous seasons. Is that right?
Absolutely, and we talked about that, I think, last week with cabbage family crops, too. And so we're trying to avoid disease buildup. Unfortunately, if people have had potato scab in the past in a bed, it's likely to that organism stays there pretty much forever. So then your choices are plant and deal with it, which means peeling your potatoes, or try to get some different varieties that are more scab resistant. There are a few of those. Unfortunately, they're not all the tastiest ones and the most common ones that we usually plant. So, but still, rotating a crop is a good thing because they use different nutrients one crop does than another. So we're going to mix in our fertilizers, and my most common combinations of changes are from one potato crop gets harvested, then that fall, once they're harvested, I'll plant garlic following them, and then usually after that will come some cabbages or something else.
Oh, so the plot is basically in use all the time, and then you get some sort of rotation there.
I'm still mixing in compost and fertilizer in between every crop, so because they use it. And, of course, with Mother Nature raining down upon us, stuff leaches out, too, unless you're growing inside covered shelters or something like that, which we don't need to do for potatoes. They're very hardy, and this is a time of year, it seems unlikely we're going to get any frost from now on, so they can be planted. And usually the challenge is finding the seed potatoes to begin with, and you know, local retailers have had them now for some weeks. But getting your potatoes, or getting, like mine, get them out of my root cellar, where they've got some sprouts on them. Some of them have 1-inch sprouts or so, which is fine. I like to choose or sort out the small ones if I can, like when I'm setting them aside in the fall. So like a ping pong ball size or even up to the size of a hen's egg is a nice size to plant whole. Otherwise, you have to cut your pieces into chunks that have at least one sprout growing on them.
Okay. And so, and the cut part, that's not going to be a problem as far as the cut part of the potato.
It isn't. Yeah, I mean, there are recommendations in some catalogs. Well, you should let them dry overnight, or you should dust them with sulfur or sawdust or something else. Don't bother. I mean, save the time and effort. Normally, I do my soil prep. I dig trenches in my garden beds or boxes. And in the bottom of the trenches are usually, say, six or eight inches deep. Set the soil off to each side of the trenches, scratch some fertilizer, organic in my case, in the bottoms of those, and then set out my seed pieces about a foot apart in the trenches, usually with the eye or sprout up, pointing up, and then just barely cover these. They don't need to be covered very deeply, and that way then the soil stays as warm as we can hope for. But I'll throw clear plastic over that then, which has the effect of a little mini greenhouse, because they're kind of down in this trench, the potato sprouts aren't actually touching the plastic. Leave that on for a couple of weeks and check it periodically to see once they start to sprout. Then once they do, then you can pull it off, and when the potatoes get up to be about 3 inches tall or so, then it's time to bring some of that soil from the sides, the soil that came out of that trench, and start filling them back in. And that's the hilling process for the potatoes.
And you just kind of keep doing that every several weeks throughout the summer then?
Not all summer long. Usually I'll do it. It kind of also depends on how much soil I have there. And I may even bring in some extra sand or some extra soil to add around them if I need it. But usually I'll do the hilling process maybe twice in the springtime. And by that time, from your seed piece that you planted originally, that will be now 6 inches to even 8 or 10 inches deep under the soil. And the new potatoes then sprout off the sides of the stem that grows from the potato piece. That's the important thing about having this hilling. You will end up with more potatoes in that process.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.